Hello. Hello. Hey, welcome to Connect the Dots radio show on the BBS Internet Network. Yeah. I call it Radio Pre-America because on this show, I can say whatever I want without censorship. And it is an educational show. If you listen to all the shows in the past 7 years, you would be one of the smartest people walking the face of this earth because this is an educational show. Giant bits of informative information show up here every week. And besides that, it's a call-in radio show. So if you have a contribution to make or something important to say, this is the show. This is your show. The number, all you need is a phone. And something important to say, hey, the number is 888-627-6008. And if you're watching on the computer screen, well, the numbers are up there. There's another number two for you people on the other side of the world. I don't know if I should tell you about that other number. It's maybe you need to look it up, you know. There's too much laziness in this world, really. People don't want to do anything for themselves anymore. People have been spoiled to death. They want other people to do everything for them. Spoiled rottenness, as the saying goes. But worse than that, we have a world of people who have unresponsive, you know, like government politicians. Oh my God, they are the most unresponsive group on the face of the earth. Government politicians, and they can't prove otherwise. I mean, if they try to, but they're not even trying to. I think we all know that. Hey, listen, there are changes lying ahead in every road. There are new thoughts ready and waiting to explode. When tomorrow is today, the bells may toll for some, but nothing can change the shape of things to come. That's right. The human race is moving towards the event. I talked about it before. If you don't know what the upcoming event is, start looking it up. I told you all where to go, the portal. You can find out all about it. You know, this has been a long, ongoing project. The last end of the project started 12 years ago. And we're getting near the finish line, which will happen in the first half of next year. It's that close. And the people, well, it's not the people, it's the government of the world under the control of the New World Order evil creeps. Evil creatures from other planets who control evil humans on this planet. And what are they doing? They're getting everyone involved in wars that are no benefit to anybody except the people that can make money off the wars, you know, weapons manufacturers, and anything else related to wars. But outside of that, they are making every wrong decision that could possibly made. To get the human race ready for what's coming just next year is to meet our galactic brothers and friends, the nonviolent ones, the friendly ones, the loving ones. And the human race needs to collectively be focusing on love, the highest vibration, and all the other good vibrations like kindness, consideration. And You know, there's positive frequencies and there's negative frequencies. Oh, yeah, and there's a judgment day coming next year. Not exactly like the one mentioned in the Bible, but it's going to be a judgment day based on frequency. Your heart's beating hate, anger, and jealousy, and revenge. You're going to be discarded like trash. That's it. You know, you're not going to make it into the heavenly realms. Because there's a police force coming in from the Galactic Federation, the Galactic Confederation, perhaps the Guardian Alliance. All the good guys out there from other star systems, other galaxies, they're all gathered around now. And right after the event, they're going to land and meet us face to face, give the human race full disclosure, and simultaneously round up all the bad guys. And you're going to be vibrating. They have machines that can detect your vibration. They don't even have to talk to you. They can read your heart. And all of you harboring those anti-God vibrations, that's right, revenge, hate, satanic worship, all those anti-God vibrations are going to give you away. And you will be removed and taken to a place that has been prepared for you, as it mentions in some of the scriptures. And you will be eliminated, and you will no longer be allowed to interact with, especially interfere with, those of us that have love in our hearts and want to do the good things. It's coming. Judgment, a real judgment day, not the friggin' movie, a real judgment day by those who serve the light, those who have love in their hearts and want to eliminate the evil that has bestowed this planet and made people suffer for hundreds of thousands of years. This hasn't happened by chance. It was all part of a grand experiment to explore duality. Most people don't even know who the hell they are. You know? Chances are, if you're in a human body, you're an angelic type of human who downloaded themselves into a physical form to explore physical reality. And everybody around alive at this point in time, you wanted to be here when the changeover happens. It's not only the changeover in age, it's the changeover a whole way of thinking. It's the death of duality. It's the embracing of oneness, where we all happily live together and all reconnect with a strong connection to the real God, not the false gods who have weaseled their way into religions. You know, all religions are tainted to a point here on Earth. In fact, all information is tainted, and it's all the dark side, brought here by the negative ET races that have been coming here for hundreds of thousands of years and interfering in the evolution of humanity, making people suffer, turning people into slaves. They're still operating the abduction, child slavery routines. You know, some of these children that have been abducted into slavery and suffering to the satanic forces, they're being rescued at this point in time, but the slave trade still goes on. It won't end unless we wanted to make it end. And I'm sure most of the people in the world would, but the world is still controlled by the New World Order, as we call it, you know, made up of many groups, Jesuits, dark black ruling families, Illuminati, big corporations, invisible demons, a host of others. And they all together are conglomerate, sometimes referred to as the cabal, or the New World Order. And we've heard other terms, I think, as far back as 1956 1960 when President Eisenhower was leaving office because John F. Kennedy had just been elected, and he warned the people on his last day in office, beware the military-industrial complex, which is ruled by negative ET races. Some of them were basically demonic extraterrestrial races. They lust to make people suffer. They feed off suffering. They feed off negative emotions, and they have promoted this on the human race for hundreds of thousands of years, if not longer. And there are records of this. This isn't made up. It's all been uncovered. But there's going to be a lot more uncovered, like the massive adrenochrome tied into the suffering of torturing and killing of young children. Why isn't that a priority of the American government or any other government in the world? You know, there's a few, what do you call them, white hat military groups that are involved in that, freeing the abducted children. And of course, the stupid agreements that the U.S. government made with the ETs to allow them to abduct humans is still going on. You know, and American Indian tribes, Native American Indians, whether they be in the United States or Canada, these tribes are being victimized and abducted, especially the women. It's going on today still. Why isn't this news? Well, we know why it is news. Because the news is owned by the evil conglomerate. The New World Order. Hey, we're only 12 minutes into the show. If you're new to the show, all this information is probably new to you. And it, as I said at the beginning, I'm proving my point. This is an educational show. And to continue with the education here, sometimes we get something interesting off the boob tube. Here in America, I don't know about in other countries, but there was, you know, they have these nature documentaries sometimes on. And this particular one I had, you know, I surf the channels all the time because it takes me 1 or 2 seconds to looking at a TV station as I'm surfing the channels. I know right away whether I want to watch that or not within 1 or 2 seconds. Sometimes a half a second, I can't just click on beyond. But there was a special about the 3.5 foot tall people from Indonesia, a race of hobbits or something like that. I think the original one was discovered maybe, I don't know, 2003 in a cave in Indonesia. They found some artifact bones. And they carbon dated it back 700,000 years ago. 2 3.5 foot creatures that they named hobbits. But even more interesting than that is this documentary was on Hawaii. I think the island of Kauai, I don't know, I'm not even sure how to pronounce it. One of those Hawaiian islands, not the big ones or the famous ones, but anyhow, from back about 1,000 years ago, roughly, they had an influx of Polynesian people, most of the original people in Hawaii, in the islands of Hawaii, came from Polynesia, the other side of the Pacific there. And they boated over, landed on Hawaii, and started settlements. And you had this group of small beings, 3.5 feet tall. Let me see if I can recall exactly what their name was. It was very interesting information. I hadn't heard about it before. See, we all learn something every day. The Manihune people kind of had a settlement on that island of Kauai. K-A-U-A-I, I believe that's how you say it, one of the Hawaiian islands. And they were famous for the 20-foot high wall made out of heavy lava stones from a quarry 7 miles away, and they built this structure to hold water to make a pond or something like that. And it was said they did it in one night. And, you know, the documentary was questioning how can small people be able to carry heavy stones, put together the kind that, lava stones, the kind that you don't need mortar, you have to cut them to size to fit the gap and all that. And, but they weren't able to connect the dots, of course, these documentaries. They never want to connect the dots for you. They want to just give you a little tease of what was discovered, and they don't want to solve the riddle. Well, the fact that these small people worked at night only and didn't allow anybody to watch them working says they were using advanced harmonic technology to lift any heavy object and just sail it along through the air to where they wanted it to go. And this can be correlated to the building of the Egyptian pyramids. You know, all those theories about slave labor and having to roll gigantic blocks off logs, for which there would never be enough trees in Egypt at the time that these pyramids were being built to make this actually happen. And the other crazy idea is how they had to build ramps that require as much stone as the pyramid itself to using hundreds of slave laborers with a big rope pulling it up, sliding it up these ramps to put together the pyramid. Total nonsense. But, you know, that's been, those stupid theories have been perpetrated for a long time or put upon us for a long time by ignorant scientists who didn't have the facts. I mean, not, I don't know when it was, 10, 20, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, it was introduced to humanity that frequencies can be used to lift heavy objects, defy gravity, and then the item weighs nothing. So, obviously, the small people, the Manihuni, on one of those Hawaiian islands, knew this technique of using vibration to lift heavy objects and move them along as if they weighed nothing. And we've had other examples of that, too, besides the great pyramids in Egypt. We've had the that famous guy in some town in Florida, I forget the name of the town, where he moved all this. He had a little museum in his backyard, and he moved these, I don't know, 10,000-pound rocks like this around, and he wouldn't let anybody watch him when he moved the stones around either. And I saw it on TV once. He had a door, a gigantic boulder, probably weighed about 10,000 pounds or at least 5,000 pounds, and you could just touch it with your finger, and it was so perfectly balanced that it would move, and the door was open. Okay, and that was never fully explained how he did it, but again, it was somebody who worked without allowing anyone to watch him, because secrets like that don't want to be given away necessarily. They should be taught to everyone, but that's the way things are. And of course, we have the those great, I don't know, monolith stone effigies of humanoid type beings on Easter Island out there in the Pacific. And again, the ignorant scientists try to tell us, well, the natives cut down all the trees to roll the blocks 10 miles from the quarry or something and set them up, you know. And of course, and that's why there's no trees left on the island, because they cut them all down to do that. But a more logical explanation is, again, advanced technology was used with harmonics to levitate these giant blocks of stone and just move them across the island without any effort whatsoever, and then stand them upright. So, hey, this is an educational show. And as far as the meanie, hoonie people of Hawaii and the Indonesian hobbit people being 3.5 foot tall, this has to do with genetics. It has to do with the amount of chromosomes you have. The average human being has chromosomes, you know, a pair of 23 chromosomes. If you have less than that, you're going to be shorter. Now, is that simple or what? This is a known fact in science for those who know that type of science. You have more chromosomes than we do, you become taller. In fact, there's, they've all been confiscated and hidden from us by the conspiracy to hide the truth. Giant humans have been found, and I think that the largest ones were as much as 36 feet tall. It's not unbelievable. Those humans that were that tall had more chromosomes than 23, pairs of 23 chromosomes, whether it was 24 or 26 or whatever. That is what made them taller. This is, you could call it futuristic science, but it's science that is known. And unfortunately, the public education systems don't tell people about these truths that are known, just like we're not permitted to be publicly taught about teleportation. And I think the first teleportation done by the U.S. government was, I think, about 1970. They teleported somebody from California to New Jersey, maybe 10 miles outside of New York City. Yeah. That is a fact. And time travel, I'm not exactly sure when that exactly happened. Well, I guess you could say it was happening all along by the extraterrestrials that had more advanced science. Some of these extraterrestrial races, of course, they're negative thinking. They're heartless. They have no feeling, but they had technology superior to what was on Earth. Of course, we've been stifled from learning those technologies for thousands upon thousands of years by the controllers of the human race. From behind the scenes, the evil, negative races. That's why you hear all this crap about we're looking for life in space. Life from other planets and star systems found us a long time ago. You know, in fact, when you find out the real truth about how the evolution, how beings and creatures are created, it's about genetics, about high-tech science, you know? You can find out the details of how that works in general, that is, by reading a book called The Book of Knowledge. Yeah. 1973 published. Also called The Keys of Enoch. Enoch referring to that being that got mentioned in the Bible. Same one. And the guy who was given the information, this professor from California, was met by this being Enoch. In answer to, he was doing prayer, asking for the meaning of life. And this light being showed up, identifying himself as Enoch from the Bible, and said, "Are you ready?" And he answered, "Yes." And then he was taken off the earth and shown many amazing things that us regular people here on earth don't get to see. This is all happening in 1972. And, I didn't mess up with the dates here, because the book got published in 73. It took him a while to publish the book. And before he was dropped back off, they downloaded the information into his head about, because he was a physics professor and could understand advanced futuristic scientific information of the underlying realities that create the realities in physical reality. He had that knowledge already, being a physics professor. And within a year, I think he wrote the book. And talking about downloading information to somebody's head, it's kind of like the same story Ashiana Dean. It's not a real name. That's her public name. And all her materials from the MCEI, Melchizedek, something or other, Elohim, or MECI, MCEI, MECI, look it up, all right? And you'll be tagged in with her name, Ashiana Dean, and the group called the Guardian Alliance, whom I say they were the part of the fallen group, and they're trying to make good by disclosing what they know as how the science works behind the scenes. So anyhow, there's two people right there that were recently, within the last 50 years or so, or 60 years, time is ticking away, were downloaded with information so there would be no misunderstanding of what they were being told. Of course, I've come across too much information from Ashiana Dean. Hey, you know, if she wants to defend herself, call in, and I'll explain to her where you're putting forth this truth that this is tainted information for many reasons, or it's questionable information. You know, I haven't read all your stuff, but I've read enough to watch 6-hour videos and stuff like that. I got the general idea of what's going on, and I've got the big picture story of how, you know, the 250 billion years ago, the breakaway, one of the rebellions in the universe. But the information isn't correlated with anything else, and I have the advantage of correlating what I put together with other information, which makes me, in certain ways, more knowledgeable. Than guess what? Somebody whispered in my ear, is there a caller out there?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Caller.
How are you?
Tell us your name.
Aurora.
Aurora?
Aurora. Yeah, like Aurora. A-U-R.
Oh.
I always get that.
Aurora.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds good enough. So what's on your mind?
I apologize for interrupting you, because you were talking about... But I was just wondering...
Oh, that's
okay. Is everybody okay? Thank you. Thank you. I was wondering, is everybody okay out there? It just seems like such a really bad day. I don't know. That's probably just me.
It just seems
deeply disturbed. Like it is a bad, bad day.
Well,
yes,
I don't know.
I guess
it's a bad day somewhere. But, I'm a believer that... kind of a day is what you make of it.
It's true. But what if there's demons influencing us? I mean,
there might be too many demons in your area that are putting a cloud over things. And the demons are still here.
Did demons
That's why we all have to be
people...
on guard now and then, because these kind of subjected to negativity. They're always knocking at our door, trying to invade our minds, trying to wrongfully influence us.
How is everybody out there in Radioland? That's really what I wanted to know. Is everybody okay out there? Is there anyone that's just been hit hard by these bad beings out there?
Well, hey, listeners, you're being addressed. If you want to answer that, hey, the call-in number is, you can call in, and when I'm done with this conversation, you know, you can reply to that.
That would be cool.
At 888-627-6008. Anyhow, so what else is on your mind?
You were talking about these extraterrestrial beings, and that it's coming. And when is it coming? When are they going to land here?
Right after the event. And the event
is the quantum
recrystallization of all matter when we metamorphosize, like a butterfly coming out of a cocoon, you know. The flesh and blood will be replaced with a silicon diamond-based technology to make up our human bodies. Most people are not scientifically informed enough, but the different silicon and carbon can be interplaced because they have the ability, these atoms, of they could be four, up to four negative charges or four positive charges. So they're two of the most versatile elements in the universe, and they can combine with many things. If people are familiar with the Buckminster cage structures, mm-hmm. where 60 carbon atoms forming a cage structure. Well, you can do the same thing with silicon, too. And so,
something like that would happen to our water-based, carbon-based bodies. We would metamorphose.
That's all going to happen in this thing called the event. It's being orchestrated by those who have the technology to orchestrate the event. Energies will be built up, and the mixture will be going into action. And I don't know what it'll feel like, whether we'll see
our bodies turning
a different color or something. Who knows? We won't know until it happens, but it's going to happen in a very short period of time. Might happen in a couple of minutes, might happen in an hour, who knows?
It could happen now. Yeah, it could happen right now. Right. I got another question that regarding that. Oftentimes you hear folks say that through frequency, if your frequency is low, then you won't. But that's because none of our frequency is high. You know, really, that's why we're in this lower density, I suppose. So wouldn't it happen to everyone? Like anyone that is made of water and carbon. Right? I mean, if there's like other beings that aren't made of that, of course they wouldn't. But wouldn't that happen to everyone made of the same structure?
Yeah.
It's a thought.
Basically, it's been said that everyone will evolve at their own rate what is applicable.
That makes sense. Okay.
There's going to be a planetary metamorphosis of all humanity.
There are some people that are just so negative,
it won't happen for them. They'll be
they'll just die in their cocoon.
Yeah,
right.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah. That is a good way of putting it. You know,
they won't be able to come through to the mercy of
the good people and the and good creatures in the universe. Many of those people who can't make it through that transformation will be simply by unbelievable technologies transported off the planet immediately to some other planet where they can continue to evolve at their rate, which is probably very slow. And they're not going to get do that fast, quick jump into the fifth dimension of the heavenly earth, where there will be heaven on earth.
So they will evolve on the new planet that they, if it evolves.
Yeah, this is an orchestrated event, and it's realized that everybody's frequency, people are evolving at different rates. And we know that everyone is not evolving at the same rate. Those of us that are looking forward to the new change and have open minds, we're going into the heavenly realms, and I believe we'll get to inhabit the new earth right here. But those that can't make that leap beyond, will be given the opportunity to leap as far as they can. And everyone, the decision factor will be frequency. And everybody's life is being monitored. People don't realize that. You know, we're like in a fishbowl, in a sense. And we're even going to be, more darkness is removed from the earth and more light comes in, because there's been an electronic fence around the earth for God knows how long. And been fully removed, so, but there's still patches of darkness, and that's why people are encouraged to open up their hearts, you know, connect with the single source of all that is, which will help bring in pure light. I mean, the true source of all that is, God is pure light. So you want to connect with just by wanting to, you'll be connecting.
And that makes sense, because I've heard that for the last 8,000 years, we've been completely disconnected from our light. And it's due to, I guess, or it's probably been longer, I don't know. But we've been
I've heard something similar. I've heard it's maybe the last 10,000, 11,000 years, something like that, when they started really clamping down on this prison planet called Earth, and that was part of the control tactics right around that time, to subdue the human race, the human population, so to make it very difficult for us to connect with the higher realities, because they were suppressing us with lower frequencies, and they were bullying us to get along and accept the low-frequency world. I mean, if you look back on what we have referred to as been indoctrinated to accept as human history, we've got nothing but wars and one group conquering another, and we're supposed to accept this as normality, you know? And it's perpetuated this idea by violent sports, how about the boot tube, you know? How many shows
we have
depict violence,
all of them.
You know?
How many people have we seen?
In a normal life, if you were just living amongst small groups of people, you might see one or two killings or 10 killings at the most in your whole life, but you watch the TV.
Maybe.
By the time you're a teenager, you've witnessed thousands upon thousands of killings, and some of them are displayed like it's no big deal, you know? Even the first was a famous guy, Thomas Alva Edison. We know him, you know, the guy who's credited for inventing the light bulb. His first movie, I've seen it, and it's called Train Robbery or something like that. The crooks go into the telegraph office of the train depot, and they just shoot the clerks behind the desk, and they just fall down dead, and it's over with. Like, this is no big deal. No suffering, no anything. You just go in and kill people, and they fall down dead, and you move on. No remorse.
Which brings me to... Oh, sorry.
You know,
which brings me to another
movies,
question.
This is what we were being indoctrinated with, you know?
How real do you think our wild cowboy days stories that we see on television? How real was there that much? Is that a true history? That just that 100 years, 200 years ago? Is that a possibility that could have been
fake? Well, the cowboy days start kind of like after the Civil War.
Yeah.
When it was the westward march.
In the
60s, it was basically all Indians covered the whole western half of the United States. Maybe some Spanish people in Southern California, Southern Arizona, and Mexico. But basically, the whole rest of the West was Native American Indians. And it was a land push, you know. People would go on wagon trains out west, and the land was free to take away from the Indians. And as they pushed westward, little towns were formed, and just like common negative ghetto neighborhoods in the big cities, the first things to pop up in these small frontier towns were whiskey saloons and brothels. You know, whorehouses.
Well, yeah, because they were.
So,
The
main group of workers were the guys out on the cattle trains, you know, the cowboys.
And the railroad.
Everybody had guns, and the towns were lawless, and, people would kill people. Yeah. And unlike...
they were pretty wild,
We try to put some ethics to it with famous stories like Wyatt Earp and Zorro and...
It was all the same song.
The Lone Ranger, you know,
most of
the killings in the West, it's known, people were shooting each other in the back. It was very lawless.
I imagine.
And Mike was right again, and that's what was so violent about the West. And, of course, during the 1950s, it was a barrage of television shows that came out, probably, literally dozens of them.
The 60s,
too. Yeah. The show was about, lawless towns in the West, and people were shooting and killing each other. They try to put some morals in here, but the reality, the real story is people didn't go out in the street to have a legitimate gunfight, if you could call it legitimate. People were shooting each other in the back in alleys.
Right.
And try to be the fast draw or something like that. Maybe there was a few characters like that, but that wasn't the majority. It's known. People were shooting each other in the back, sniping each other as they went down the trails, it was just ruthless. And
ambushing them, whatever they could do. Yeah.
Yeah. You had a gun, awful. You could kill somebody, you sneak up on them and shoot them, rob them or whatever.
Right.
There wasn't any ethics in any of it altogether. And
there's stories of that.
That's part of the myth missed out with Hollywood, In the Hollywood shows, it was always the lawman that was going to come out on top at the end.
Like the Tales of the Wells Fargo, with Dale Andrews.
Yeah, Tales of the Wells Fargo, Gunsmoke.
He was such a...
Thousand and One shows, Rawhide, Wagon Train, there might have been a little bit of ethics, but the majority of killings, there weren't all those gun battles we see in these Western shows. They see that one guy faces off against the other in the street. People shot each other
like
in the back. They weren't going to take any risks,
Yeah, and I can appreciate that.
That's the whole cowboy thing, and it revolved around in conquering the West. It was the cattle trains, and that's where the cowboys came from. They worked all day, all week on the cattle train, and then they wanted to come into the local town where the only two things for entertainment was the whiskey bar and the whorehouse. Sometimes they were right next to each other. And then, let's face it, people drink too much alcohol, and apparently they were all drinking heavy alcohol, most of them, whiskey
that's
stuff
what I
like
drink.
That. Just got too tanked up, and behavior goes on a downslide when you're drinking too much. And if you got too many people drinking too much with too many, everybody had a gun, of course there's going to be people shooting each other and stuff like that.
Nowadays, it's the first one naked in the pool, but then it was, first one shot in the back. What a drag. What a bummer party.
You had to be on your toes 24/7. Traveling because there were people hiding out on the travel routes. The wagon trains were always getting robbed. If you were riding your horse alone, there'd be someone up on the rocks just looking to shoot the first person that comes by, go down and rob them.
Steal their horse. Absolutely.
And because it was being done all over, it became an accepted way of life,
That's not good.
Just like been indoctrinated by TV to accept violence. This is normality. Accept war. This is normality. It's not.
We're being indoctrinated
to accepting it again with this crazy shit going on in the Middle East,
Well, we've surprised whatever it is that wants us to turn to violence, because we truly have, I think, if anything was expecting us to start killing each other, we haven't done it yet.
They're priding everyone on to do that, and of course it's the negative ET races that brought all their nasty behavior to Earth, and Mike was right.
Wait a minute, what if it does? What if it's some of us, and there? What if there isn't nest? Just assume there is no other ETs. Just assume we are actually all alone, just for a minute.
Oh, that's crazy. Everybody knows the universe is so big now, there's got to be life forms out there, whether the government is going to tell us or not. And there are many testimonies of life forms out there.
Right.
And, of course, a lot of them are negative, you know?
What could possibly make people, you know, like human beings on Earth, you know, do stuff like that? So it's got
to
be.
Oh, that's an easy one to figure out, really.
Yeah, right, right.
They get prodded into doing it. They get bribed, the art of persuasion, you know, bribe money.
They get tortured,
look,
too.
And the lust for power. Look, if you, the negative ETs from behind the scenes, they telepathically put the ideas in these people's heads. If you go kill all those primitive people there, you can steal their land. And take the minerals under their land. You don't have to pay them for it. Just kill them all then take the valuables that they lived on top of. In fact, that same thing is going on in North Carolina now. Do you realize that? Have you heard about it?
Yes, I have. You know that that Kamala Harris is the one that is. She is directly related to that lithium the lithium that's under those people.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about,
that's
right?
You're right. You're
believe it or not.
Right. Those
believe
mountain
not,
people
yeah.
that have been cut off, they're sitting on top of a big load of lithium, which is valuable for making electric cars and batteries and stuff. And
I bet you know who...
That's what they... They want all those people to die off. That's why FEMA... Federal
it's
emergency.
Doing. Yeah,
they've been told to stand down by President Biden. Can you believe that?
Hold on, did you?
They're not that far away, and they've been told to stand down. Don't go into any inaccessible areas. And so all these people up on top of the mountains, on top of the lithium, they've been cut off. There's been a ban on helicopter flying, even by civilians, to help them. People are being arrested by authorities who are willing to follow the chain of command, no matter what the chain of command tells them.
Okay, and, did you know that the fire department, the guys that work in the fire department and the local police are now, they've told FEMA that they will be arrested if they try to stop people from taking their goods, and if they take their goods, because there's been people that have followed these FEMA people that took people's donations, you know, their goods that were going up to the mountain. They've taken them, and they've discovered that they've taken them to the immigrant camps, you know, where they keep the illegals. That they're actually taking those supplies to those people. They've had people follow them. And they've discovered that.
Well, that's it. There are certain people that if you pay them enough money, they'll do anything. They don't give a crap because their allegiance has become to money. And that's where our whole capitalistic world has come to. But it's always been like that even before capitalism was invented. You know, there's always been poor people around, and which were created by the controllers creating poor people because hogging all the wealth and money and resources, they created factions of poor people all around the world. And then
because it works for control,
people, when they have the opportunity to make money, they'll grasp at anything because they feel this is my chance.
Right,
I need to make some money. So I don't give a shit if it's right
family,
or not because this is the only opportunity I have to make some money, and this is how bad it's gotten.
And those people up on the mountain, we're talking generations up there. I mean, they have no business. Kamala, who's the major mining excavation investors? We all know the two companies, right? It's going to be BlackRock and Vanguard. And the people
BlackRock is going to be a new world order controllers, and they're stopping up whatever they can, along with the other crazy people like Bill Gates buying up all the farmland,
so we can't
find organic food anymore. It's all going to be GMO.
And the people that have the highest investment in the mining part of the BlackRock, because there is a guy it's Kamala Harris's husband, and she's the one that gets to approve it.
I couldn't even believe what I've been hearing what's going on in North Carolina when I looked into it. You know, there's certain videos surfacing on the internet that even local sheriffs are pushing people back. No, you can't help those people. Local sheriffs.
No. Are they? No. I think it was like it may. No,
I could not believe that some of these local sheriffs, they're in on it, you know.
Well, they're doing their job, but they've turned on them. They've turned, and they're protecting the people now. They're helping the people, and
you would think that the local sheriffs would be helping the people, but there's been cases that local sheriffs were actually threatening to arrest the people that wanted to, hike through the woods or what, to bring these people something, and they were being stopped. It's the same story, just like in Maui when that happened. Authorities following chain of command orders were refusing assistance.
Yeah, but they're saying FO. It ain't everybody's up there is helping each other. It is happening.
And the fact that the order was given by the Biden administration not to go into the areas that are unaccessible. Well, that's a contradiction to what the agency was formed for. It was supposed to be helping people. You know?
Well, they're helping
the immigrants. So how can you give an order? It shows you how corrupt the whole thing is, and there's the problem there. Some people have been brainwashed that you have to follow chain of command regardless. You know, it comes to a point when chain of command is telling you to do something stupid. You have to say, fuck you, man. I'm going to do what's right.
There's some that are doing it. They're saying, I'm not going to follow an unconstitutional order. There are some that are making these statements. I don't know what they're physically doing, but they're making the statements.
They're going as far as people with private helicopters that wanted to fly in and drop food other things to the people that are stranded up on the mountain. They were threatened they were going to lose their helicopter license.
And they were going to take their plane and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how government is being used against the people. And that's why, it's getting pushed to a real revolution here. Like, how much of this crap can we take, you know? I mean, as if the vaccine COVID crap was not bad enough, forcing people to do something they didn't really want to do and threatening to... for them to lose their job, threatening to put them in jail because they didn't. In Australia, they set up concentration camps. If you didn't want to participate in the vaccine, you were hauled off to the concentration camp, and you were going to stay there until you changed your mind. That's how bad it's gotten.
This is the point where on X, I'm sure you use X. There is a place that's called Spaces, okay, and it's where you can join. It's always on the right side. I don't know how yours is set up. It's always on the right side with all the other extra information. But there's Spaces on there, and they have names, you know, labels like conspiracy theories or whatever. And it's a group of people that you can go in and talk with. You can talk with them from all over the world. This is the point where I think it's a good idea because I've nowhere that I've heard on your show. There's a website, and I went to it, and it's republicfortheunitedstatesofamerica.org. And it's, anyway, Republic for the United States of America. And I've gone in there, and I've become a member, and there's a bunch of recordings that I'm going to make one of those spaces on Twitter. And I'm going to, and I've, in fact, I've got one scheduled for tomorrow at 1:30. And it's, I'm going
to
have one of those
United
recordings.
States of America.
Yeah, it's the one that's running. It's a group of people restored our republic from the ground up, the present day interim government, of course,
you'll only hear about that on shows like this, like my show here. You're not going to hear about that on mainstream media ever.
No, of course not. But this is the time to implement it, to start shoving it in the people's faces, because we're all, most of us, I'd say pretty much all of us, are quite aware of the republic and the corporate, you know, the difference between the two, and that we were overthrown. Most people know about it. Some people still don't care. Other people do. But this is the point where we got to start, where I'm going to start pushing it really hard.
I'll tell you the truth. I mean, I don't know everybody. But the general public, my analysis is, doesn't even know that the U.S. is a corporation. because this information.
People have been brainwashed.
They don't know that they've been brainwashed. Oh, that's some conspiracy, you know.
Right, right. They reject it instantly. Yeah, I told my brother-in-law.
You know what another annoying thing is while we're talking about here is this anti-Semitism crap. First of all, nobody I know or ever heard about in the general public uses this word Semitism, you know?
Okay, I better get. You heard that. I probably should get going, eh? I guess my husband's calling me. My mommy's calling me.
Yeah. Hey, but listen, thanks for calling in, and what can we say? Send our prayers out to the people in North Carolina, because they're getting the devil's pitchfork from both sides.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it's to stop them from voting, too, probably. Anyway, have a blessed night. Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, you
I hope
too.
Everybody's having a better day. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, we're back here at PBS Radio, Connect the Dots radio show. Hey, and guess what? We're coming close to the end of the show. And, hey, if you've been listening and you see how it works, all you have to do is call in and add a little 2 cents to the conversation. Because there's so much to talk about. And hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel. Well, I know there is, but right now the dark side is really ramping up, especially around the world. Look at the crazy Zionist government in Israel looking to expand the war and really get us into more serious trouble, and this idea that we're just going to blatantly follow whatever the Israeli government, they have basically the audacity, they're taking over the control of the world. They're taking control of the United States now. They've got it. They've got the U.S. government kissing their ass and doing whatever they say. Meanwhile, what doesn't make it to mainstream media is that the Russian leader, Putin, has already warned the world that if the United States supports Israel in attacking Iran, he's going to back Iran. What does that say now? You know? Why escalate the confrontations? You know? And the tit for tat, because once the game of tit for tat starts, basically never stops. And here's where we're at. And it is escalating, you know? Cut this bullshit crap, Lincoln, saying, well, we don't want it to escalate. You're participating in the escalation because you're giving that monster of a government in Israel all the power it needs to just go and attack everyone because they've got an ironclad support from the U.S. Well, this is a bag of crap, and it's got to stop. You know? Hey, come election day, remember, I'm the guy to vote for. A write-in candidate. You know, 2020 President Tom Edison.com. You can vote for me at any polling thing. I won't be listed, but you can vote for me. And I'm the guy who knows how to straighten this shit and mess out. And you need to turn your back on the Democrats and Republicans because they're all world controlled by the global elite. Just like they're under, it's sad, but they're supporting this escalation of. Okay, everybody, I got to get out of here. Here's the countdown: 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody in your life. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stance without being made clear to the world, my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being clear to the world my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.